Now we continue our series, Page Turner, in which we ask local bookstores for their recommendations. Today we'll hear about the debut novel from Chinese-American writer C. Pam Zhang called How Much of These Hills is Gold? It's set during the gold rush and tells the story of siblings Lucy and Sam, who are recently orphaned when their father dies.
So they end up on the run with their father's dead body literally on their backs, looking for a proper burial ground for him. It's an adventure story, a Western, an epic, and a love letter to immigrants who cross vast bodies of land and water to come to this country.
That's Michelle Malanzu, a book buyer at Changing Hands Bookstore. She says when Zhang moved to the U.S. from Beijing, she moved around a lot and has talked about being enthralled with stories of the American West. But she knows she never saw herself reflected in those stories. So she set out to change that with her book, which Malanzu describes as fierce and proud. She spoke with our co-host, Mark Brody.
It takes you on this journey of these two siblings who have lost everything that they know. And while you discover what is happening to them as they try to move forward, she then takes you back to show how they got there and what exactly happened to their mother and what exactly happened to their father. And in doing so, she completely upends the classic story or the classic Western of the American West. The mythology of the West seems to always be about cowboys, pioneers, and settlers who usually are all white. The immigrants or characters of color in those stories are usually stock and flat and play supporting roles to highlight the triumphs of the white heroes. And Pam does the opposite.
So when you talk about this book relative to sort of the mythology of the West, as you referenced, when you read this book, does it add to the current mythology or does it maybe add on its own new and maybe different voiced mythology of the American West?
I think it adds a different voice. You know, one of the questions this book asks is who gets to write history and who gets left out of that history? And I think especially now we've come to realize that a lot has been left out of the history books. A lot of people who helped to create this country or how their stories were written were presented in a very prejudiced view. And so she really gives immigrants a platform to speak of the West that they know, and specifically these Chinese settlers who were prospectors, who were digging for gold, who were creating the railroads, and mine, you know, many of the mountains and the, quote, great hills that she talks about in the book, but were not really given the honor that they deserved in helping to industrialize and kind of create the culture and the country that we know of today.
Well, you know, in books like this, the landscape itself, in this case, the West, can sort of become a character all on its own. Is that the case in this book? Did the West and sort of the landscape of it become its own character?
100%. And that is something I love about this book, because I lived in New York for 10 years and came back. And when you are far away, that land is in your blood. It calls to you, and the way she writes the land, it is very much a siren song.
You mentioned that Zhang's voice is new to the conversation. I'm wondering if her writing style, if there's anything about her writing style specifically that stands out to you.
It is very lyrical. It is very direct, I think, in its criticisms of how many people in America tend to treat immigrants.
One of the other themes that I've read about with relation to this book is the theme of home and where is home and how mm-hmm. do you define home and that sort of thing. I'm wondering, when you read this book, how do you see that play out?
Well, that is a running question. What makes a home a home? And more than anything, I think it's saying that family is your home. And there is this constant quest for land, to have land, to settle down, have something that is your own that no one can take, when the fact is that anyone can take it away. And there is a separation that happens in the book. And it is that realization that your family those who know you, those who know your history, those who know what makes you you, that is your home. And it is complicated at best. It can be very fluid, but it is both your family and it is both, I think also she says, within you to a certain extent. Yeah. As you discover the family, who they are, what they've been through, there are these secrets that come up for each character that when you discover them, they seem so small and so basic, but they're not. When you sit and think about it, you're like, well, of course. But the way she writes it and the way it hits you, you understand the full weight of those secrets on those characters. Yeah, it's just, I guess if I had to describe this book, it is fierce and it is profound.
All right, that is Michelle Malonzo, a book buyer for Changing Hands Bookstore. We were talking about the debut novel from C. Pam Zhang called How Much of These Hills is Gold. Michelle, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.